The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31N newsletter for the month of May of 2022. Let's start out with the front page where there's a glorious picture of folks enjoying the lots of glorious pictures of folks enjoying the Monte Carlo night. They're wearing their finest cocktail attire and looking like they're having a grand time. And also on that page is a nice picture of Brian Hinsley. The second page has a nice picture of people being sworn into office with a reminder to update your officers for the next year, the year of 2022 to 2023. And here's a message from our district governor. Fellow Lyons, wow, it's hard to believe we're so close to the end of this year. What a journey it has been. We just finished our celebration of 100 years of service in North Carolina at our state convention in Greensboro. We had over 30 Lyons from our district in attendance, and I'm sure if you ask those who attended, it was truly a convention to remember. As we near the end of this year, clubs should be working on making sure that their officer information for next year is complete, the PU 101 forms are being submitted, installation meetings are being set, and officer training is being scheduled. Being one of the leaders of your club is a privilege, and I am proud of the work that has been done throughout our district by the current sitting officers in each club. Thank you for your commitment to your club, for serving your peers and community, and for striving to serve and lead from your heart. I look forward to our awards and installation banquet at the beginning of June and hope to see a record number of Lyons in attendance. I challenge every club to have a representative there and to bring a brighter vision donation with so that we can reach and exceed our goal and commitment to the camp. The dollars donated will make a difference for someone in your community, so please find it in your heart to see your club supporting your camp. Thank you again to all Lyons of District 31N for being the loving, generous, hardworking Lyons you are. It's been a lot of fun sharing your successes and impacts to your community with the leaders across the state, nation, and world. Sincerely, Lyon Bob Block, Jr., District Governor, New Bern's Lyons Club. And here's a message from the District Governor-elect. Greetings, Lyons of 31N. When Lyon Pat Ryan of the Bluegrass Lyons Club was a child, his grandmother came to live with his family. One thing Ryan noticed quickly was that his grandmother had two different sized feet, size 10 on her right and size 8 on her left. The reason? She had all of her toes amputated from her left foot due to diabetes complications. This was Ryan's first experience with the disease, but it would not be his last. With Ryan taking the lead, the Bluegrass Lyons put together a 2-year plan aimed at reducing the prevalence of diabetes and improving the quality of life for those diagnosed. With the help of a $67,500 LCIF diabetes grant, the Bluegrass Lyons have educated and screened thousands of Kentuckians with plans to reach even more. To date, the Lyons have hosted 28 screening events, which included both A1C screenings and retinal screenings for diabetic retinopathy. More than 240 people with possible diabetes or pre-diabetes were referred to the proper medical professionals. Have a great Lyon Day, and that's from Mary McLeod. Here's a message from your first district governor-elect. Greetings, Lyons of District 31N. I would like to reflect on a very important organization that plays a very important role in our state. That is North Carolina Lyons Incorporated, or better known as NCLI. NCLI could not operate without us, as all of us are important to the success of the organization, from our fundraising for Camp Dogwood, Brighter Visions, clinical eye research, grants, white canes, and mobile screening unit. As Lyons, we should not forget how much NCLI and Camp Dogwood is to the VIPs, to adults and children in this state, with the services that are provided. I want to touch base on our Brighter Visions campaign this year. Currently, we are at $63,555 for the year. Our governor has a goal of $90,000. As you can see, we're $26,455 shy of this year's goal. I am asking, along with DG Robert Block and Ryan Gene Getz, the Brighter Visions chair, for all of the clubs to send in your Brighter Visions goal. We keep hearing as we are coming out of the pandemic that life will come back to normal. I wonder what is normal. We as Lions have been shut in some cases, unable to meet for the past couple of years. Now let us think about how our VIP friends are the majority of the time. Some are shut in, have to rely on others to get them around, or the school children that were having to go to school online with most of the time while mom and dad were at work. Some of the eye screenings that we have normally done have not happened due to the local rules with the school systems not allowing us to perform at their schools. It has been tough on everyone, but the needs in the state and our district have not stopped. We all joined Lions clubs because we wanted to serve. We are needed more than ever. So I ask you, will you and your club pledge to do whatever you can do for Brighter Visions, Camp Dogwood, and locally? Let's finish off the year strong and then start off next year strong with DGE Mayra McLeod. Serving alongside First VDGE Carly and Lion Dawn Metz, New Bern Twin Rivers Lions Club. The next page has some fun photos of folks having a good time. One woman looks like she's dressed in the regalia of past years. Maybe that was for the convention. Maybe it was Monte Carlo night. And then there's someone dressed in a Lions mascot with big goofy sunglasses, and another with a man shaking hands with a stuffed lion in the back of a convertible. Looks like everybody's having fun, celebrating 100 years of Lions clubs. The Wilmington Lions Club is celebrating its 100th birthday on May 21st, 2022, and you, your family, and club are invited. A banquet will be held at the Madeline Suite on the University of North Carolina Wilmington campus. We will gather at 6 p.m. with a dinner to start at 6:30. Lion Past International Director Gwen White will be our featured speaker. All meals must be reserved in advance. We have a special price of $20 per person for a buffet. That includes tip and tax. There is plenty of parking. Come join us as we celebrate 100 years of service to the greater Wilmington community. Yours in service, George Holston, PDG. The diabetes grant was awarded. Due to COVID-19, the Fayetteville Community Lions Club finally was able to present officially the grant to Cape Fear Valley Kids with Diabetes at the Spring Ball. Cape Fear Valley Kids with Diabetes is a nonprofit group that was founded in 2008. Its goal is to build healthier lives by providing diabetes education, resources, and support to children and parents who have been affected by this disease. The group sponsors the only diabetes boot camp in Cumberland and surrounding counties. Through this camp, the children enjoy participating in traditional camp activities and connecting with other children with diabetes. Healthcare professionals oversee daily diabetes care and help these children learn to live successfully with their disease. Thanks to the Fayetteville Lions Club seeing a need in their community with children living with diabetes. Here's the announcement about a night in Monte Carlo. Gambling tables, live and silent auctions, music, and dancing. It was certainly a night to remember. Having not been able to have our annual February event fundraiser last year because of COVID, the Western Harnett Lions Club went all out and recently put on a fantastic evening of gaming, food, and entertainment in a fun-filled night in Monte Carlo. We hired a casino company that provided gambling tables and phony money for both the beginner or experienced gambler. Games included roulette, blackjack, craps, and poker. We also had silent and live auctions, a catered meal of heavy hors d'oeuvres, and wine. We played music from many different eras so folks could dance to their favorite songs, and we offered a fun photo booth to commemorate the event. We were honored to have in attendance past International President Sid Scruggs and Lion Judy, past District Governor Alan Swaim of 31S, and our very own District Governor Lion Robert Block Jr. It was a special and fun night for all, and we were able to exceed our expectations and raise a significant amount of money for charity. But what goes on in Monte Carlo stays in Monte Carlo. And that was from Lion Joe Poth. Harnett County Lions Club Health Fair. The Harnett County Government Complex and the Department of Aging Building will be hold a health fair on Thursday, May 19th from 9:30 until 3 p.m. Hot dogs, chips, and drinks for the first 100 participants. The event will include height and weight assessment, blood pressure and diabetes awareness, eye screening for adults and children, prescription medication awareness, radiology awareness, old medications drop-off, and old glasses drop-off. 31N Weekend of Fun. Come out to meet ID Justin Faber, June 3rd of 2022 at 5 p.m. at the Fayetteville Woodpecker Game. The cost will be $20, and that'll be at Segra Stadium at 460 Hay Street in Fayetteville. Excuse me. There will be a tailgate party prior to the game. Visiting international director is going to throw out the first pitch, and there will be fireworks after the game. The ticket price is $20. Bring your payment to the game, but please RSVP by May 29th of 2022. Make your checks payable to District 31N and send your RSVP to m5djack@yahoo.com, or you can call 910-747-5808. Once again, that Fayetteville Woodpeckers game starts at 7, but the tailgate party starts at 5, and that will be in the Care Clinic parking lot at 239 Robertson Street, and that tailgate party is 100% free. That's sponsored by Fayetteville Massey Hill Lions Club. On June 4th, at 4:30 p.m., there will be an awards and recognition dinner. That dinner will be $25, and it'll be held at the Carolina Lake Clubhouse at 91 Clubhouse Drive in Sanford, North Carolina. There will be awards, there'll be a dinner, there'll be recognition of the 2022-2023 officers. The menu will include an appetizer, chicken marsala, deluxe mashed potato, and summer vegetables. You need to RSVP by May 29th of 2022. You can send a check payable to District 31N to Lion Betty Shingleton at 214 Jesse T. Bryan Road in Kinston at 28504, or PDG D'Angelo Jackson at 2015 Hollywood Drive, Fuquay Verena, 27526. You can also call Betty Shingleton at 252-939-5259 or D'Angelo Jackson at 910-747-5808. On June 4th at 3 p.m., there will be a town hall and update Lions Club International. There's no fee, and it will be held at Cooper Cricket Restaurant, 98 Amarillo Lane in Sanford, North Carolina. And if you're not a fan of the Woodpeckers, there will be a Carolina Mudcats Lions Club's night. Come enjoy the beautiful spring weather with your local Lions Club members and an evening of exciting Mudcats baseball at Five County Stadium. That's Tuesday, May 17th at 7 p.m. The Mudcats will be playing the Downeast Wood Ducks, and the Lions Club tickets are only $10. Before the game, join us at the Pilot Lion's Den for a free picnic summer supper at 5 p.m. Please have your ticket money and dinner reservations turned into PDG Wayne Faber by May 12th of 2022. The tickets are box seats. The discount's not available at this game. Regular price was $12 a ticket. For those seeking leadership positions or just to improve your speaking talent, there will be a public speaking event on May 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Snacks will be provided, and that will be at the Lions Industries of the Blind, 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston. Meet Lion Brian Hensley. The guest speaker and lead trainer for our public speaking training event is Lion Brian Hensley from the Western Harnett Lions. Lion Brian is an extremely talented individual, and he brings a wealth of life and public speaking experience to the Lions. Lion Brian lived in Southern California his entire life until moving to North Carolina only 3 years ago. He, his wife Kim, and daughter Megan immediately got involved in their community. Brian is vice president of the Western Harnett Lions, serves on the board of directors for the local fire department, and is the local precinct chair of a major political party. Kim serves as club secretary, was awarded Newcomer of the Year in our club, and serves on the Community Affairs Committee of Carolina Lakes. Megan serves on the Social Media Committee and volunteers for other club committees. All three of the Hensleys run the club's largest fundraiser, the golf tournament, a Stuff the Bus drive for children needing school supplies, and a Mother's Day breakfast for the community, as well as so much more. The Hensleys' support to the Western Harnett Lions is truly a family affair. While he was a successful firefighter, paramedic with Los Angeles County, Lion Brian was diagnosed with autoimmune hepatitis. This diagnosis completely changed his life and threatened his career. He battled fatigue, ascites, which is excessive abdominal fluid, anemia, hepatic encephalopathy, mental confusion due to ammonia buildup, and other side effects due to chronic liver failure. Lead by example. And here's a Camp Dogwood VIP camp update. Fellow Lions, it is with great regret that I have to inform you that summer camp will be canceled this summer. Camp Dogwood is experiencing staffing shortages just as everyone else in North Carolina. We are currently half-staffed for the summer. However, we will be offering limited summer retreats, lower numbers attending with limited activities. Each session will begin on Sunday arrival between 1 and 4 and must be picked up on Thursday, which is a day early, by 10 a.m. The price will be $200. We are sending emails and calling our VIPs and social workers today. If you have any questions, please give me a call. And that's from Tammy at 828-478-2135. Extension 229. Thank you. Your thoughts and prayers needed. But here's some good news on the Camp Dogwood front. The tree trimming challenge has been met. So Camp Dogwood tree trimming will begin soon. Thank you. This is an awesome day. Global leadership. Our district governor had the insight to conduct our training in two areas in our district. February and March was member orientation. May, it'll be public speaking. In June, we'll have the club officer training. Membership challenge. Let us finish the year strong. May and June are the last 2 months of this Lions fiscal year. The clubs that induct the most new members in May and June, our district governor will pay for one of your club's dinners, a free meal. And speaking of new members, here is a list of the new third quarter Lion District N members. In the Beaufort Lions Club, two new members. Bergaw Lions Club, one new member. Calabash Lions, one new member. Fayetteville Community Lions, two new members. Fayetteville Massey Hill, one new member. Goldsboro Downtown, one member. Grifton Lions, one new member. Hampstead Lions, one new member. Jacksonville Host, two new members. Lillington Lions, one new member. Pembroke Lions, five new members. Smithfield, one new member. Snow Hill, one new member. And Western Harnett Lions, 8 new members. Here is a notice from Leader Dogs for the Blind to take advantage of the district newsletters that they publish on their website. If you'd like to look at those newsletters, you can find that at www.leaderdog.org/lions-club/resources. At that website, you'll find a newsletter button at your fingertips. They also have a video that explains the important role they play on the Leader Dog team, and they'd love for you to learn more about their programs and services at leaderdog.org. We're always in need of volunteers to raise puppies. Well, and you can learn more at leaderdog.org/puppy. Our mission is to empower people who are blind or visually impaired with lifelong skills for safe and independent daily travel. The last page of the newsletter has a couple of advertisements highlighting Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated, Independence Through Empowerment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. And at the bottom of the page, there's an ad for some Lions Club apparel that's available from LIB Graphic Solutions in Kinston. And they have show a fleece vest and some polo shirts and a rain jacket and a ball cap, all with the beautiful Lions International logo on it. And that's the end of today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.